On a Beaver Fever Friday, Kelly Schultz joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, Erica Wheelhouse, the senior out of Crookston, Minnesota. Of course, it's holiday break. And Erica, what is your favorite part about going home for break?
My favorite part about going home is just being able to relax and see everybody from home.
What kind of holiday traditions does your family have?
We don't really have any. We've always been busy around the holidays with hockey and things like that. So we just kind of have a family dinner and we go to church on Christmas Eve.
I know your mom is notorious for baking awesome cakes and cookies. Is there something special that she bakes just for you when you come home?
Yeah, cheesy potatoes. I request it every holiday. So.
And what's the one thing on your Christmas list this year that you're hoping to get?
I'm boring. I asked for socks because mine seem to be going missing. So that's the one thing I needed this year. So my mom was a little disappointed.
Obviously, you don't have as far to drive as some of your teammates. Who on your team has probably the furthest travel on their way home?
I guess I'm not sure. Maybe Kristen Huber from BC?
Yeah, I know she mentioned something about a 23-hour travel. And of course, Whitney Wyvoda being from Alaska. It's kind of nice being close to home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice. I can basically go home whenever I want, so...
Erica, have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You too.
Now joining me, Sadie Lundquist, a senior out of Cloquet, Minnesota. And Sadie, as you get ready to head home for the holidays, what's the one thing you look forward to the most?
Seeing my family is obviously number one thing. I have 3 siblings that live in the cities I don't get to see often. Little sister at home, so I'm excited to see all my siblings, see my parents.
What kind of holiday traditions do you guys have?
We have a really unique one, actually. We cut a hole in the ice and... we shape it each year. Last year was a Christmas tree. Year before that was the state of Minnesota. And then we pull it out of the ice and we build it vertically again. And they're usually about 10 feet tall.
Oh, cool.
And then we actually jump in the lake. So,
obviously, your family owns Gordy's High Hat and Cloquet and the Warming House. Obviously, they're good cooks. Is there something special that your mom whips up for you for Christmas or even your grandma?
My mom kind of just caters to what we want, to be honest. We each kind of get a special thing. You know, she asks what we want. I usually choose tacos, so it's not too festive, not too crazy homemade, but she just kind of gives us what we want for dinner when we get home.
Okay, I know hockey players, athletes aren't supposed to eat sweets, but do you have a favorite holiday cookie or treat?
I really don't. I'm not much of a sweets person. I know, it's bad. I guess I really like ice cream cake, but that's about it. I'm not much of a baked cookies type of person.
Who on your team is probably the most festive when it comes to the holidays?
Oh, my roommate Emily Erickson is out of control at our house. She sets up the porch lights. She set up lights in our kitchen. She put ornaments around the house. She got everyone together to get a tree. She decorated the tree. I mean, it's great, but she is definitely the most festive.
What is the one thing on your Christmas list that you're hoping to get this year?
I didn't really ask for anything other than socks. I asked for some wool socks, and I asked for a pair of shoes as well. So that's about it. My mom and I are hopefully going to go on a little shopping trip, so that'll be the primary part of my Christmas present.
Erica Wheelhouse asked for socks too. This is crazy. Do you guys like go, okay, I need socks?
I don't know. I guess there's no better feeling than a brand new pair of socks.
Gotcha. With your siblings, now when you all get together, do you play a game of pickup hockey over the holidays?
We usually try to get a rink going on our lake because we all go out to my cabin, but usually we end up just cutting the hole in the ice. We play a lot of cribbage though. That's kind of our family thing. When we get together, we all play cribbage together. So
enjoy the break. Thanks so much, Sadie, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.